a humanitarian pause to Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says not until Hamas releases some 240 hostages. Blinken also says Israel has to consider what comes after the fighting is done.
The best path, maybe even the only path, is through two states for two peoples. That is the only way to ensure lasting security for a Jewish and democratic Israel, the only way to ensure that the Palestinians achieve their legitimate aspirations for a state of their own.
Israel has also been trading fire with Hezbollah fighters near Lebanon. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah says the organization, quote, will not be limited to this. The U.S. says Hezbollah, Iran, and others should not get involved in Israel's fight with Hamas. Eric Trump denies there was any deliberate deception, and testifying in the civil fraud trial against the Trump organization, he says prosecutors are out to get his family.
Which one did this person under to get my father for political purposes? It's disgusting. They dragged Don and I and Ivanka into it as collateral damage. They only want our names in this thing because it sensationalizes the case.
Violent deaths in southern jails have investigators taking a close look.
Two South Carolina jails where incarcerated people have died violently at the hands of employees or others held behind bars are under federal investigation. Assistant U.S. Attorney General Kristen Clark.
Incarceration should never carry with it a risk of death or serious harm.
Eight inmates have died while incarcerated at the Charleston County Jail since 2022. Six people have died at the Richland County Jail in Columbia, South Carolina. Since February of 2022. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Former Northwestern University football players are suing the school for discrimination, hazing, and other mistreatment. Noah Heron among the two players coming forward today.
I personally experienced impact bias and racism. I witnessed fellow teammates experienced the same. Northwestern not only treated players of color differently than our white teammates, but they tried to conform us and our appearance.
The university says it's conducted its own investigation and says it's committed to diversity and combating hazing. It's celebration day for World Series champion Texas Rangers. Right now, they're in the middle of their victory parade in Arlington. Manager Bruce Bochy.
The fans, you know, they're the reason we do this. Why we play, we feed off them. And for them to get a championship, that's what makes it special.
The Dow is up 308 points. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin heads to Bloomington to face the Hoosiers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Officials have identified the 38-year-old man who was killed in a traffic crash in September in Marathon County. The single vehicle crash happened in the town of Marathon near the intersection of County Road B and 4 Mile Road a little before 9 p.m. on September 27th. The man has been identified as Tyler Wade Inda of Marathon. The DOJ Division of Forensic Sciences State Crime Lab in Madison assisted the Marathon County Sheriff's Office with the identification. No other information is being released at this time. There's one more weekend of performances of Crazy for You in Stevens Point starting tonight. The Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater has two more shows at 7:30 Friday and Saturday night at the Century Theater. This classic Gershwin musical is sure to entertain you with many familiar CWAC faces and UWSP theater and dance current and alumni performers. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 24. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 45. Lows level off around 28 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. Right now, in studio, our great friend, Reverend Beth Habhager, is with us right now. Beth, always good to see you.
You as well, James. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Right away, want to get to a couple of, let the audience know we're going to talk about a couple of things today. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to getting into with you. But, Beth, I was on your website. I was actually on there with my dad, I want to say the other day. And I noticed, and I don't know if this is new or I just didn't notice it before, but you have the Moravian motto there.
Yes. And it's always been there.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I figured it was one of those things that I'd probably seen and just had forgotten or what have
right.
you. But I thought a nice way to start our show would be to let the audience know, especially those that don't know, the Moravian motto.
It's an essentials unity and non-essentials liberty and all things love.
And I think that that's a great idea to keep in the back of your mind in general,
mm-hmm.
but especially when we're talking about the Moravian Church, we're
right.
talking about different things going on over
right.
there.
And true confessions, this was not originated in the Moravian Church, but it is a motto that we, since our inception, have really clung to and try to live out as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. And I think it sets the tone. Mm-hmm. For what we're going to talk about today and we're going to get into. And the Grace Ministerial Group.
Yes.
Got it right that time.
Yes, you did.
It took me some practice. I want to start there, if you don't mind, Beth.
Okay. Well, Grace stands for the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism. And so ecumenism is a great church word, and it basically means churches that are willing to work together.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a group of churches of different denominations, different backgrounds, at this point all Christian, looking to help work together to better the communities.
Mm-hmm.
So we started, we're very much early in our inception. It's kind of a transition from what used to be known as Cranberry Clergy, which was just mm-hmm. a ministerial group that would gather monthly to do some education and to support one another.
Mm-hmm.
We really felt that it was time to start to band together to help the community in a mm-hmm. greater way. And mm-hmm. so last year we took on the event of trying to help support specifically the Nakusa school system.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this will be rotating in helping to pay down the food service debt of mm-hmm. the students, specifically the seniors, because if they carry any food service debt, they're not able to walk at graduation.
Yeah.
So through doing a walk that we sponsored in the spring, and then through a church who did their own fundraising with it, we were able to raise $2,500, which not only covered all of the seniors, but even started to drop down into the juniors.
That's so cool.
So we were able to let the graduates walk. This year, we'd like to start doing the same thing, to mm-hmm. start raising funds to be able to help with the food service debt here in the Wisconsin Rapids school system so mm-hmm. that all of the seniors can walk with their class this year mm-hmm. as well. So we're going to start that as a part of a community worship service that mm-hmm. we want to provide.
Mm-hmm.
So this started a couple of years ago, was not well publicized, so we're hoping maybe this year there'll be better publicity and we'll get more people.
Yeah.
But several denominations, Lutheran, United Methodist, Moravian, and other denominations are coming together for community Thanksgiving service.
Mm.
And instead of trying to do it on Thanksgiving Eve, because we've got the Rekindle the Spirit parade here in mm-hmm. town, we're doing it the Sunday evening before Thanksgiving.
Nice.
So November 19th from 6 to 7 at the Port Edwards United Methodist Church.
Okay.
We're inviting anybody from within the whole area to come together it's a worship service to basically thank God for the blessings that we have.
Mm-hmm.
To be grateful for what we do have, realizing there's others that don't have. Mm-hmm. And as part of that, we are taking an offering, and all of the funds that will be raised through that offering will go towards this food service debt payment. Mm-hmm. In the past, and I believe it wouldn't be turned down if you brought in non-perishable food items, those will go towards FOCUS to help our food pantry stay stocked. So this is some tangible ways that we are coming together to show that it doesn't matter what our backgrounds are, that we are all one, and that we can all help to better our community.
You know, if you don't mind, Beth, I want to kind of pause this for a second and get into the clergy, if you don't mind. For those that don't know, Beth comes from this background. Your father was a preacher, correct?
My whole life, yes.
Yeah. So you know this in this life, this forgive me for lack of a better term, industry, if you will. And you understand now. You understand it better than I do. And I'm curious: is this something that has been out of society? I've been out of communities, churches working together, or it's something that happens often, or happens other times as well in history. You know, to churches in a community working together.
As long as I've remembered, it's been a part of who we are. Mm-hmm. And every community that I've been a part of has had some type of a ministerial association or group of clergy that would band together to do things for the community.
Because when I looked into this a little bit, I was so like wonderfully surprised that this seems to be something that has existed for a long time. I, as somebody from the outside looking in, wouldn't have thought that. Would have thought that certainly there isn't, it's not like gang warfare, like, you know, this church and this church, you can't walk on that side wearing colors or anything like that. But I mean, I didn't know that there was such a community effort to work together and look out for each other. And we understand how much better we are when we work together. Mm-hmm. We've seen this with our nonprofits.
Right.
Them working together more and more in the last 10 years has only benefited our community. Mm-hmm. And we see that in other communities. So to see something like this, a young organization coming together, you and your fellow colleagues working together for the betterment of our community.
Right.
I mean, that's the good story of the day for the next couple of days. I mean, that's a really beautiful thing. I don't want to skate past that too far. And we want to support that organization, that group, as much as we can. When different events come up, please let us know. I believe you have a connection here. You have a couple connections here, let's be honest.
Do I? Wait a second.
So we look forward to us talking more and more about these kind of events.
And we actually have one that hasn't been publicized yet that I was going to bring today. With what's going on in our world specifically and what's going on in the Middle East. A group for anybody in the community that wants to come together, we're going to have a prayer vigil at Veterans Park on Veterans Day, so November 11th at 11 a.m. At Veterans Park. Anybody and everyone is welcome. And all we're going to do is pray. We're going to pray for peace, specifically in the Middle East and then throughout our world and in our community, because we see so much hatred and violence going on. And we know that that's not what God wants. God's heart is for us to get along and for us to be at peace. And so this is an opportunity to lift up that value to our God, regardless of what our faith backgrounds are. This is just a chance to come to the one who created all things and ask for that being, that who I believe is God, to help make that happen.
When I was young and first starting as a writer, I wrote a line, I'll never apologize for who I am and will be. The same God that made you created me.
Amen.
That's something that's always stuck with me, and I'm hearing this, and I'm hearing these organizations coming together and everything. It just speaks to me that that's the essence so much of so not just this and this organization, but so much of life is understanding that. I think about a lot of those things when you and I get together, oftentimes when we talk, and I appreciate that from you and in the organization, and certainly from the church. With this event, what are the dates of it again, how can we get involved? How can we help? So we know more.
The prayer vigil will be, again, as I said, be
the prayer vigil and then this.
So November 11th at 11 a.m. So we try to make it easy. 11, 11, 11. Anybody gather at Veterans Park. That's the, you know, right by Jennings and downtown Wisconsin Rapids. And it won't be very long, but it'll be an opportunity just to gather together for prayer. And then our community Thanksgiving service will be at the Port Edwards United Methodist Church on Sunday, November 19th from 6 to about 7 o'clock p.m. And then following, there will be a reception. I'm understanding it will probably be pie.
Ooh.
So if you know, Seth, if you're listening,
yes, yeah,
there
yeah,
will
yeah.
be pie.
Yeah, so Seth will be there.
Seth will be there with me. Yes.
It's a really nice event. It's a really good idea. We're looking forward to talking more and more mm-hmm. about that and getting people to know about it as we go forward.
And then as we get into the more holiday, the Christmas season, mm-hmm. we will once again be offering the Blue Christmas service. Mm-hmm. That's the Wednesday before Christmas, so December 20th at 6 p.m., and that will be at the Moravian Church. Again, it's an opportunity specifically for those who are struggling with grief during the holiday season, those who have maybe recently lost someone, or even if you've lost someone further in the past. We encourage you to come and bring a picture. If you're struggling with any challenge, mentally, physically, financially, mm-hmm. if there's something that is making the holiday season not as joyful as you would like, it is an opportunity to recognize that. That just because this is supposed to be, quote unquote, the happiest time of the year, mm-hmm. It not always is. And so to recognize that even in the joy, there is challenge. We encourage you to come join us for that as well.
My first handful of Christmases, if not almost all of them, had a horrible trauma attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
Something I saw death, or I experienced it, or et cetera, et cetera. And I didn't realize that, older me had this grumpiness towards Christmas because of this stuff, and I hadn't really dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thought about going to that before. And it's not, I understand, the same exact kind of thing, but it sort of is. And I appreciate the service, the spirit of this, the mm-hmm. idea of this and everything. And I think there's people out there, you hear something like that and you think of maybe losing a close relative in the last year or two. That's not, this could be from 20 years ago, it could be 30 years ago. I mean, trauma doesn't have a timeline. It doesn't have a blueprint.
Grief is not something that is once and over. Grief is going to be a companion for the rest of your life. And I lost my mom 15 years ago and my sister 12 years ago. I love going to this service because it allows me to claim that bittersweet, that I miss having them with me. And that will always be something missing during the holidays for me now. But being able to recognize I can still, in my grief, celebrate what the holiday season means.
Well, and I didn't want to put you on the spot, so I appreciate you sharing that mm-hmm. Because I think that it does help for people, especially when it comes to grief, talking to somebody that knows what they're talking about, that goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you sharing that, and I'm thankful to you for that and for this service with because of that, and in part for you as well, not mm-hmm. just our community, but for you even right. as somebody who cares about you and stuff.
Yeah.
It's good
Thank
to see.
You.
I also think that it reminds me, too, whether it is this or the vigil you're speaking of where that is coming up, that it sometimes you feel so like you deal with such big situations. It's Middle East or it's mm-hmm. grief or any of these things, and you feel like you're the only person going through it. And so often it can be so helpful to just know that there's somebody else feeling what you're feeling or going through something similar. Even if you don't share a word together, just a glance
right.
and knowing that look in their eyes is very similar to the one that I see when I look in the mirror and knowing I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
That goes so far in life.
Well, I believe that we were created to be relational people. So we were meant to be with one another and support one another. And we're living in a society that is finding ways to isolate us more and more and more. Mm. And we think that the devices that we have, our cell phones and things like that, are bringing us closer together. Mm. And really, they're giving us an excuse not to have to be
yeah.
with anybody else. And so offering more and more opportunities for us to be able to gather together, to look at what we have in common, rather than focusing on what divides us, mm-hmm. allows us to start to develop those relationships again.
Yeah. Certainly have all these events that we've just touched on. We'll be talking about them more as we get closer mm-hmm. to them, and certainly be bringing you back, especially come Christmas, to talk more about the Blue Christmas and that. I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to get to the Winter Farmers Market
yes.
and talk about that a little bit with you, because this is it's not only a fun, great event, and it's a great way to support our community, but I think that the way that you guys have logistically worked this out, I want to start there. I think this
okay.
is so cool. I don't remember if this has been always the case. I don't seem to remember where the summer farmers market wraps up, and we have no turnoff time. Like, it goes right from that to the winter farmers market.
I think this is the first year that that's happened.
Okay, I think that's really cool. And not logistically easy to pull off always.
No. It it happened that the last date that the outdoor farmers market was going to happen was right around the same time, and it was the same weekend that we were having our book sale at the Moravian Church. And so the first weekend that we could possibly offer our winter's farmers market was literally the weekend after it finished outside. So it just happened by, I call it a godsidence.
love that word.
Well, my favorite definition of coincidence is God working a miracle but wishing to remain anonymous. It just happened to be that nice. That we were able to start our indoor farmers market the Saturday after the outdoors one finished.
When it comes to the winter's farmers market, how does it differ from the summer market?
Well, it's all indoors.
There you
so
go.
There's a huge
it's a
difference
nice advantage.
There.
Nice.
So all of the the vendors are kind of more tightly together, and so you walk into the room and you can already start to see who all's there, and it becomes easier to kind of find what you're looking for. It's more intimate because everything is all in a smaller space and not out in the open. We do have food vendors. We're going to have the tamales coming this week.
Nice.
So if you're looking for those, we've got some great food. We have apples that are being sold. With apple cider, we've got Scentsy. We've got all sorts of different offerings that are down there. The fry pies are back. So
nice.
If you like the Amish fry pies, come check us out. And even if it's just to come say hello to your neighbor, it's a great social event to just browse, see what's there. Maybe you find something, maybe you don't, but at least you get to spend some time with your neighbors and see who's in the community.
Yeah, we know what's coming. As it gets colder out there, it's only going to get harder and harder to get out and get doing things. And we live in shacks. We go from one shack to the next. It's just different names. We go from our house to our job or whatever, but it's just shack to shack. We're just trying not to be outdoors. We're outdoors as little as possible. Having an event like this, I think you hit on a really good note there. Yes, come on down. Purchase some of these things, buy local, support local. You're helping our ag industry. But even if you come down, you have a cup of coffee, you're just coming down to say hi to some people. I think that's a great idea, too. It's just a nice atmosphere.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm always curious, because there's so much room you guys got down there and everything. About how many vendors do you think you can fit?
We have space for about 25.
Okay,
and
nice.
We've been getting probably 8 to 12 or so. Mm-hmm. So there's still space. If you're a vendor out there and you're looking for a place to possibly come and just explore, we have weekly rates, we've got monthly rates, we've got seasonal rates. So you can come for half of the season, you can come for the whole season, you can come for 1 week, check it out. If it works for you, then buy for the month. If that doesn't, you know, if that works well, then keep on coming back. We'd be glad to have you.
And when it comes to vendors out there, people that are interested, you say you have some space. So we encourage them to reach out to you guys, too.
Absolutely. We do have a dedicated phone line for that. So you're going to want to call 715-697-9762. And you can speak with our coordinator, Mike Barnes. He'd be glad to give you information. We do have a contract for you to sign that kind of goes over what the expectations are for you as the vendor, what we're willing to offer. And it also gives you our whole cost for what that is. And we are very comparatively cost to any other winter's farmers market that you're going to find in the area.
It's a really nice point, one we don't get to touch on very often. I'm glad that came up. And I, of course, I hope you know by this point, Beth, whether it is as a friend, a colleague on stage or here in the studio, I respect you and appreciate you. And I don't want to waste your time. But I did do all of this just so I could talk about baked goods at the church.
Oh, okay. All right.
This whole conversation has been leading up to. Will there be baked goods at the farmers market?
Not by our congregation, but we do have a baker that comes every week. E2, I believe, is her name. And she has cookies, she has sweets, she has all sorts of things. So there are baked goods that are being sold there, as well as spices and other things that you can find, salsa. Great stuff.
Telling you, of course, the homemade stuff is always amazing, but you can buy a box of cookies at a grocery store. Mm-hmm. If you open them in a church, they just taste better. They just do. There's something about it. So that's really cool. That's nice. An added part of this, too. That brings us a little bit back to the book sale that happened recently, which was a success, did very well, and I'm very happy to hear about that. And a shout out to the community supporting that.
Yes, thank you for all your help.
Beth, the Winter's Farmers Market. How long is it going to be going for?
We're going to take, I believe, Thanksgiving weekend and Christmas weekend off. But other than that, we started October 31st, and we're going to go through the end of May.
So keep that in mind, everybody. If you are planning on hitting the farmer's market, do so outside of those weekends. Those weekends are going to be a little bit, you know, they're off doing it with their families and stuff, so that's nice. But come right back the next weekend. And this is one of those things, too. Say you've already been to the winter farmer's market. I've already been there. Well, it changes. I mean, it's you know, there's every week is a different, there's no reruns here.
Well, and part of it is there are other vendor shows that are around, and so sometimes our vendors would rather maybe establish at those shows, and so they spend that week there. So you don't know which vendors are going to be able to come and which ones aren't. So that's why we encourage you. It's not going to be a repeat. It's always going to be a different variety every week. There are some that will be there every week consistently, and others that are only going to show up now and then. So you never know. You need to come check it out.
And things, life is ever changing, of course. So I think a great way to keep up on things at the farmer's market, you guys have a Facebook page?
We do, the Wisconsin Rapids Winter's Farmer's Market. You can find us on Facebook. We do have tabs on our website at the church. So if you go to wrmoravian.org, in the top right, you're going to click the tab, and you'll, I believe it's under more. You look for Winter's Farmer's Market, and that'll be there, including the updated times of the Winter's Farmer's Market. After we published our press release, we had some changes that have happened. So it will be running from 9 a.m. only till 1 p.m., not till 2. So we're going to close at 1 now rather than 2 o'clock. So if you're going to come, you need to come from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday mornings.
And it's going to be every Saturday up until spring?
Yeah,
outside of those two weekends that we touched on before.
Correct.
And so you've got a lot of time to take this in. But again, every weekend you want to go down if you can, because it's going to be different every weekend.
Right. And we do have inclement weather policies so that we will get information out. And if we were to happen to have a funeral that we would need to deal with, there's also a closing policy for that. So check out our Facebook page. That's the best way to have the most up-to-date, accurate information.
And Beth, if you don't mind, I wanted to wrap up just talking about your services and how people can take those in. Certainly, we encourage people to come to the church
on
Sundays this beautiful church. If you have never been there before, God, it's beautiful. And it's one of the best buildings we have in this town. Going there, checking that out, even alone is wonderful, let alone the words and the services that Beth gives. As I mentioned before, this isn't my wheelhouse, but I can't help but be moved by your words. When you speak, I can hear somebody else saying the same things, and it doesn't hit me with the way you do it. It's just different. And my father feels the same exact way, and he's so thankful, especially while he's been going through this hip recovery, and he can't get to your services in person. He's able to take them in online. Can we tell people how they can do that?
Yes, absolutely. Well, if you would like to come in person, we're at 310 First Avenue South. You can tell our church because it has a giant brick cross tower in front
can't
of it.
Can't miss it. You really can't miss it.
It's right on the river.
Which one's the church?
So we're right beside the old Tribune building, too, so that's kind of another landmark that you can have. Our worship service starts at 10:15, so that's when our prelude will start. We also Zoom, so there is a link on our website, wrmoravian.org. You can click on the link and come in on our Zoom. If you do that, you'll be a part of our prayer time prior to the service. So because of privacy issues, we try not to put that out on our YouTube channel. If you would rather just join us for the worship service itself, usually about 5 to 10 minutes is our pre-service service, our prayer time sharing. So the service will probably start on our YouTube channel around 10:20, 10:22, 25-ish. So if you get on at 10:15, just be patient. We are coming. I promise you we are coming. But you can go to the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church YouTube channel, and we live stream, and then it stays on there. So that if there's a service that you're kind of curious about, like last week we had our All Saints service, so you can go back to our channel and find October 29th and see what we did for All Saints.
Again, go to your search bar on YouTube, type in there Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, subscribe to their page, keep up to date on the great things that they're doing over there. Beth, as we're wrapping up here, can we one more time tell people the date, the details of the Grace Ministerial group?
Yes. So the community worship service is on Sunday, November 19th from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Port Edwards United Methodist Church. And then our Blue Christmas service will be on December 20th at 6 p.m. at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Any church is welcome to be a part of the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, please feel free to just contact me. You can find my information on our website.
And again, that website is WRMoravian.org, WRMoravian.org. And be sure to follow the Winter Farmers Market on their Facebook page. Keep up to date on those things. Winter Farmers Market going on at the Moravian Church every Saturday from 9 to 1, except for the weekends, the holiday weekends of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, any Saturday, head on over there, everybody. Beth, always good talking with you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me in.
We'll come back with more Midday Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The brain is unpredictable. Sometimes it works with you, and sometimes it gives you a hard time. But one thing's for sure, getting your thoughts out is therapeutic. If you keep them bottled up, you can get exhausted, overwhelmed, or prone to outbursts. When you talk to a BetterHelp therapist, you can just say what's on your mind. In fact, the more honest you are about your thoughts, the better your therapist can help you sort out what's most important. And that makes you a better parent, friend, colleague, you name it. Life doesn't owe us any favors, but finding happiness doesn't have to feel impossible. With BetterHelp, just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist who shares your values. And it's easy to switch therapists anytime, for no additional charge. Plus, you can schedule appointments that are convenient to your schedule. Give it a try and say whatever's on your mind with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/gain today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/gain.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office released they're expanding the investigation into the case against Anthony Sylvester IV to include individuals who may have assisted him in escaping and evading apprehension. Sylvester was wanted in connection to a home invasion and stabbing that happened in the village of Hixton on October 12th. An arrest warrant was authorized October 17th, but Sylvester wasn't captured until October 26th at a residence in Taylor, Wisconsin. He is being held on charges of first-degree intentional homicide and being referred for additional charges including domestic disorderly conduct, battery causing great bodily harm, and endangering safety by use of a dangerous weapon. Sylvester's bond amount is set at $750,000. The first graders at Grant Elementary in Wisconsin Rapids are roaring with pride. Every first grader has earned their Word Detective badges this week. Great job, Grizzlies. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 24. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 45. Lows level off around 28 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
We're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 3rd, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. Want to apologize. We had a scheduling conflict with our good friend, Representative Scott Krug, was not able to join us today. Appreciate being able to have him on next month. Looking forward to that. Right now, we have with us Nicole Menzel, Library Director at Leicester Public Library of Rome. Nicole, maybe the most important question I ask you, did I get your last name right?
Well, actually, it's Menzel.
Menzel. Uh-huh. Menzel.
Okay. Not like Idina Menzel.
Okay.
That's right. Usually where people go to. So.
I think even I did it subconsciously.
You did.
I think I did a little bit. I apologize
fine.
For that.
Go
I do.
Go for it.
My last name's Mailoff. You can mess it up all you want. You can... Nicole, thanks for being here. We love our libraries in this area. We're such a anything we can do to talk about any of our local libraries, we love taking it. I should journalistically mention that my mother worked at our library here in Wisconsin Rapids for over a decade. So I'm a little biased about this stuff. So no hard questions today.
Okay, great.
I actually do like to start off the first time somebody's joined us, if you don't mind, Nicole, giving us a little bit of your background, your origin story, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. If you go back in the day, I was born and raised in Wisconsin, a small town close to Green Bay, Seymour, home of the hamburger.
Yeah.
People always know that. I don't actually have a background in library science. Hmm. So people usually are like, well, how did you end up at the library?
Yeah.
So I actually went to UW-La Crosse for my undergrad, got a degree in English. Then I went to Kansas State University for grad school and got a degree in counseling and student affairs.
Mm.
So I worked at UW-Stevens Point for about 5 years. Then I worked in nonprofit sector for about 4.5 years.
Mm.
And during that time, opened a bookstore in Stevens Point with some friends.
Cool.
Yeah, started a bookstore kind of during the pandemic, which some people think is crazy, but has been super fun, and started to realize that I finally knew what I wanted to do when I grew up, which was to work in a library. We partnered with a lot of libraries, and then I moved to Rome about 2 years ago and saw the director position open and was like, here's my chance. I'm just going to apply for it and see what happens.
Mm.
And that's how I ended up in the role.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool story. Very. And I mean, for so much, I mean, not to gauge this here or anything, but you seem young to me. So all that to happen, that's pretty cool. That is pretty. Is the bookstore still running in Point?
Yeah, it is.
What's the name of it? We'd love to put it out there.
It's called Bound to Happen Books. It is right across from the Stevens Point Library.
I've been there.
Have you?
I've been there, yeah.
Awesome.
What a small world. It's a small world. It's a great bookstore. There's a handful of great ones in Point. There's some really good ones up
there. We're actually going to be creating some promotional materials now that we have, I think there's 4 of us in 2 blocks.
Right.
So yeah, we're going to lean in and get people to come.
I heard about your bookstore. I was in a used bookstore down there. Moonlight Books, or I can't think of the exact name. I had to look it up. They told me to go over to yours.
Yes.
And I thought that was so cool. I'm like, wow, you're actually helping me go to another business, a quote unquote competitor. He's like, we don't look at it that way.
Yeah.
I thought that was beautiful. And it's really vital in order to keep, like, I don't believe that there's any chance that we're losing our libraries, but our used bookstores, that's one of those ones that we're losing more and more. And any chance to support those, to keep those around.
Yeah.
I love the idea of libraries and them working together. That's a really cool idea.
Well, and everyone's like, why would you have a bookstore right by a library when people can just get books for free? And I'm like, because people who like books.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone comes in and they're like, I can't afford this, because let's be real, books are expensive. We send them to the library.
Mm.
Every time we can tell them who to go to, what person to talk to. We do programming with the library. So it works out really well to kind of have that back and forth relationship.
It's a natural fit. And it makes me think of, too, for you, this is kind of a natural fit, if you ask me, from hearing your background and then especially the nonprofit work.
Yes.
Going from a nonprofit to this, not that you went to just to this, but going from this to a local business, starting that, and then going into the library. Do you think that that work in the nonprofit is going to benefit you working with the library?
Totally. The thing about being a library director is you're not necessarily a librarian, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to do the behind the scenes things, yeah. the budgets, the administrative work, mm-hmm. meeting with different people. You manage the staff. And so mm-hmm. the time that I get to spend actually doing book stuff is small compared to the time I spend kind of managing things. Mm-hmm. So the experience that I have, I worked in HR in the nonprofit mm-hmm. I worked for, has been phenomenal in both owning a business and working in the library in this role.
Very cool. Do you see this as far as how long have you been doing the job?
Oh, not very long. I started the first week of August.
Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, not a long time at all.
No.
How do you feel it's going for you personally? I think everything I've heard from the community and everything, library's running great. Everything's going well on that end. How about for you personally? How do you feel it's going?
Yeah. Personally, I love it. I get excited to go to work every day. My husband calls it a fake job at this point. He's like, oh, man, looks like you're excited to go to work again. And I was like, yes, I am excited to go to work.
Very cool.
It's Rome is such a unique community, and mm-hmm. the people who use the library are absolutely wonderful. So I feel like I just get to go and like hang out with a cool community and provide services, programs, materials, and things to support that community. It's pretty awesome.
It's that when me and my family when we first moved to the estate, Rome was where we lived. Yes. Oh, it just always will have a special place in my heart, no matter where I live, how old I get.
Yes.
I will always love that area. It's
yes.
beautiful. Just a wonderful area. And we got some wonderful events going on at the library, Nicole. I wouldn't mind getting into some of that. I see you got a late night at the library. That's a fun event. Can we touch on some of the events you have going on over there?
Yeah. So one of the things, the library is typically open from 9 to 6 or 9 to 5, depending on the weekday. And that works for a lot of the population that lives in Rome. But if you work a 9 to 5 job, you don't have time to stop in at the library. So we are trying a new pilot program of having a late night at the library from 6 to 8 on Wednesday nights, so that folks who maybe, you know, can't come mm-hmm. between normal hours are able to stop in. We're going to try to have different programming on those nights. I'm the one who's going to be there, so you can come hang out with me,
cool.
which I think is pretty exciting.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So that's one thing that we're pretty excited about.
Mm-hmm. I see, too, and I encourage people to check out the website, romepubliclibrary.org. Check it out before it changes, because it might be updating. But romepubliclibrary.org is the website. I actually ran into this, and Nicole and I in our pregame were talking a little bit about this. There is a number of Leicester libraries, so important to make sure that you're looking at the Rome Public Library.
Correct.
And on this website, I see, for one, that you've got a nice upcoming event. Schedule.
Yes.
And that's always nice for people to see. You got yoga at the library coming up?
Yes.
That sounds cool.
We started yoga after there's a woman, her name's Lisa. She actually owns a business in Wisconsin Rapids, and she does yoga at the Rome Farmers Market mm-hmm. on Fridays. And well, the Rome Farmers Market is only in the summer. Mm-hmm. And people were like, well, we really want to keep doing yoga. So we were able to bring her on for the fall. And we actually just got a grant through Visit Rome, mm-hmm. which is the tourism organization.
Great
in
people.
Rome. Yep. And we are going to be continuing it until the farmers market starts up again in May. So
cool.
we will have yoga every Friday at 11 o'clock. Donation is appreciated of $5, but mm-hmm. we will never charge anyone because that's what libraries are there for.
Right on. Well said. That's a fun one. This fall card making workshop that's coming up, that sounds really cool too.
Yeah, so one of our staff members, Dawn, she is lovely. She actually lives in Wisconsin Rapids and comes and works with us. She's a part-time person, but she's great.
Mm.
She loves doing cards and making them, and so she has been working on designing some different ones. So we have a fall card making program coming up this Monday from 3 to 4, and then we're going to have another one in December on a Monday from 3 to 4 as well.
Good timing, certainly, with the holidays right around the corner.
Yes.
And while I think of kids with these things a lot of the time,
yeah.
I don't begrudge adults or anybody doing this, because being point blunt about it, everybody's going through, not everybody, but it's hard times. And,
yeah.
and the holidays kind of really pull on the strings of our budgets and everything. Homemade things, there is nobody who doesn't love them. Yes. Especially, I'm thinking of my mother right away. Like, my mom, just she's in the back of my head right now, like, Jimmy, promote that. Because she's a big fan of these things. And it's not only a chance to spend some time at the workshop and at the library, but you just don't know who you're going to run into.
Yeah.
You might get to see somebody that you haven't seen in a while. And these things are great for the events and what they're doing.
Yep.
But there's these layers to it, yes, that I find so wonderful, especially in our communities, yep, where people just love to run into people they haven't seen in a while, or, you know, them and a friend are going to do this together,
yes,
and that kind of thing. We understand what's coming. Winter is coming. and it's going to get colder and colder and harder for us to have events to do and, mm-hmm, things to bring us out of the house. So, yep, these kind of events are meaningful on a lot of layers, a lot of ways.
Yeah, and because our user base in the library is primarily adults in Rome, Rome doesn't have a huge population of, mm-hmm, of children, just statistically. Most of our events are geared towards adults, yeah, just because that's the population we have. We do also have story times and kids events that are happening, but a lot of what we do is for adults. We've got, mm-hmm, a homemade holidays program that is not on the website yet, but will be coming up for people to make gifts. And again, all of these things are free. So,
yeah. Keep that in mind, everybody. And I'll let you know right now, Nicole, you're killing it. You're doing a great job. So the catch of that is you're going to have to come back.
Oh.
You're gonna have to come back probably at least maybe once a month, once every 2 months, something like that. But you're going to have to come back. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty fun to hang out with. So, right,
but,
you know.
Well, I can't say the same about me, but hopefully I'll up my game.
You'll
a little
try.
Bit. I'll try.
Yeah,
I'll try.
Put some effort in.
My mom's favorite event that they had at the library here in town was the Children's Story Times.
Yes.
And that you guys have this is beautiful. November 8th, Children's Story Time from 10:30 to 11 at the Leicester Public Library of Rome.
Yes.
This is one of those ones, too, that I feel like libraries take, I don't want to say take seriously, but it's important to libraries.
Yeah. We've actually never had a story time
I didn't think so.
Program
okay.
before, not a regular one. And the staff felt very passionate about wanting to try it. Many libraries who do story times talk about how it has taken years to build up a story time kind of following, I guess you could say. And I was like, well, we've got to start somewhere, right? So we have had at least one child at every story time since we started.
Cool.
So they're every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11. And it's not just stories either. The staff puts so much work into it. They dress up. They have activities. They do songs and dances, make crafts. And it's really, really cool to get to see the kids try something different every time and to meet the kids that live in the community as well.
I don't think that it's lost on anybody that we've got more and more kids getting more and more involved in tech, whether it's their tablets or phones or what have you. And I'm not one of these people that, oh, we got to get kids out of tablets and stuff. I think kids correct themselves more than we give them credit for.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they, you know, every kid, no matter what their age, likes to play. And,
yes,
and you can't, you know, you got to kind of have get outside to do that a lot of times and do these things. But we also understand that, you know, the reading numbers are hurting in this state. And you know, it's great to see adults reading. We love that no matter who they are. The older you are, better. But getting the kids involved in reading, sparking that interest in them is vital going forward.
Yep.
The better readers they are, the better they're going to be in school. The better they are in school, the better they go on into, you know, into the world and the jobs they do and being taxpayers. This all adds up.
Yes.
So these bedtime or these story times may seem fun and simple. It's more than that, though. There's so much too. We just don't know what kid. This kid A, that may have not been a big reader, goes to this story time, sees the wonderful tenants there, you know, people celebrating and having fun and putting on costumes during this. Maybe it sparks something.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's a fun thing, too. I mean, don't let that get lost. Me being overly serious. Don't let that get mixed up in all this. It's a fun event for kids and parents.
Totally. And it gives parents a little bit of a break, too, especially in a community when you've got parents who are stay-at-home parents. They get to interact with other parents, which I think is just equally as important as the kids getting to interact with other kids as well.
Very true. I wanted to also talk about the book Buddies Bedtime and Brunch.
Yes.
This is an awesome name. You had me on the name right away.
I love a good alliteration.
Yeah, yeah.
It took us like 5 seconds to be like, okay, this is it. So essentially, this is a new program for us that we're really excited about, and it's almost half full already.
Cool.
I know. So if people want to sign up now.
Mm-hmm.
But every kid who comes will get to create a stuffed animal. So we have different everyone is different to pick from. They'll stuff it. They get to make a little wish with it. We'll do some games and things. One of our staff members is making sleeping bags for every stuffed animal. She is sewing them today. Yes, I know.
That's awesome.
We will tuck the animals in on Friday night, and then the kids get to help us lock the library. There will be lanterns involved with fake candles, but still, they're lanterns. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And the animals may or may not get up to some shenanigans when they are left alone in the library on Friday night, which there may or may not be evidence of. Mm-hmm. And so then when the kiddos come to pick up their new friend the next morning, we'll have some brunch. We'll do some more games and stories and things, and they'll get to take their stuffed animal home with them and maybe see some evidence of library fun.
Nicole, I hear you keep mentioning kids, so this does have an age limit. I'm a little too old for this.
You know what? We don't like to put age limits on things because I am a firm believer that anyone at any age can do whatever they want, but this, yes, is more targeted towards kids.
Probably smarter to do it that way. Probably smarter. But what a fun idea. What a fun event.
Yes. I'll bet
how much as kids we would love doing something like this.
I love it as an adult, so I'm probably just as excited as the kids are to get to do this.
It's a fun idea, and I noticed a couple of the things we've brought up are either new ideas or something new to the library. We'll get more into this a little bit. I want to talk about the future of the library and your hopes for that. So
yeah.
I'm already getting a little bit of that answer, though, through some of these things that we're talking about. That's really cool. And you haven't even been on the job a year. I mean, that's pretty impressive. It's very impressive.
I dive in.
Yeah, right on. We're speaking with Nicole Menzel.
Yes.
New library director at Leicester Public Library of Rome. And when you were talking about registering for this Book Buddies Bedtime and Brunch, and it's you know, we want you to register right away, everybody. How can people do that?
Yeah, they can either call or stop in at the library to do it. Right now, we don't have any online registration options. That is one thing I want to do in the future. But a lot of people like to talk on the phone still. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Give them a call. Again, that phone number 715-325-8990. And we'll get that again before we wrap up today. I did also want to mention, I think that there are some great resources on the website for people. And make sure to bookmark RomePublicLibrary.org. Because one of the things that I find so cool nowadays is I want a book, and they may not have it at the Leicester Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find it at another library, and I can still get that book. And I understand this technology has been around for a long time, but I find it surprising the people I talk to that don't know that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of magical, actually. Mm-hmm. But most libraries in the state are part of a consortium of other libraries. Mm-hmm. And so the Rome Library is in the same system as the Wisconsin Rapids Library. It's mm-hmm. the South Central Library System. And we have a reciprocal borrowing process. So if you go in to our catalog, you'll be able to see any book that's at any library in our system, which also includes Madison, which means that, and Stevens Point, we've got a lot, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you can check out any book, and it gets delivered to the library of your choice within the system. So you don't have to go somewhere else. And then when you can bring it back, you can bring it back to any library in the system. So
yeah.
If you are doing some shopping in Rapids from Rome, you can bring it back to the Rapids Library. If you're visiting someone in Rome from Rapids, you can drop your books off there. And we have a delivery service that is just for our libraries that picks it all up. It's magic.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. It's a kind of magic. It really is cool. And also wanted to mention as well that there are e-books available, audiobooks available through our library.
Yeah, we have it's called Libby app. Mm-hmm. It's an app you can download on your tablet, on your phone, whatever, and you have access to ebooks, audiobooks, magazines, some different resources, and that is not just from our system, but the state of Wisconsin actually all pools money together to create one of the biggest online material systems in the nation.
Yeah.
So we're kind of the envy in Wisconsin mm-hmm. of a lot of states. It's a really, really cool thing that is 100% free for people. And you don't even have to leave your house. You can just get it at home.
Oh, it's such a nice feature. And again, keeping people of all ages reading however they like to read.
Yes. Yep.
Nicole, we've kind of, like I said, touched on this already a little bit, but anybody that comes into a job with a new position, I'm always curious of what your hopes for, not only with the job itself, but with the library itself or what business you might work in. With this one, it's a lot, there's more layers to it than mm-hmm. your normal business or something like that. We understand that our libraries kind of walk that line of almost a nonprofit to a business and that gray area there. What are your hopes going forward for the library?
Yeah, I think my hopes are, it's not about me. So libraries are about the community. And so the number one thing coming into it is trying to meet the people who use the library right now, the people who live in the community, being involved in other community aspects, representing the library to really get us out there and hearing what people want. Because I can want a whole bunch of things, but that doesn't mean that the community wants that. The staff are vital to that mission. They have had so many different ideas, and that's where a lot of these new programs have come from, is the staff. You know, they're the ones who have been there, and they're like, oh, people are asking for this. Can we do yoga? Sure, let's give it a try. Why not? I think it's fun to get to say yes to things and see where they go. Outreach, though, is probably one of the biggest things I think that we do want to work on, just because Rome is a growing area. Mm-hmm. We just got bumped up to a grade 2 library, which is pretty fancy.
That is. That's awesome.
And so we want more people to know the library is there, because some people don't even realize that Rome has a library and they live in Rome.
And some of these events that you touched on there too, you mentioned that the staff came up with some of these ideas, and you've mentioned before a couple times in this conversation that the staff felt this or the staff. It sounds like as a director, you're very, it's democracy over there.
Oh,
that you
totally.
Really are really wanting other people's feedback. That's some of the best leadership that I hear whenever I'm in this position and I'm talking to people. I hear people doing a very similar thing. That's really encouraging, I think, to people, not just your staff, but to our community and everything. Yeah. That's the way you're handling the job.
Yep. Well, and when people have ownership over something, it's almost always going to be a better product, you know, if you want to talk about it in terms like that. But even our community is involved in planning programs with us too. And so the library is a great way to get so many different people together and involved to create something for each other.
So real quick, before we let you go, Nicole, my mom sees an article in the newspaper, and it's they're looking for radio announcers, looking for DJs. I've never worked in radio. I've never spent a day in radio. I've thought about it as a kid, but, you know, I'm an actor. I'm a writer. I've never gotten into this industry. I just throw my hat in the ring, you know? 22 years later, here I am. I'm still doing this. I'm running 5 shows, 2 stations, et cetera, et cetera.
No, you know, just that little thing.
You are the future. That is your future. Like, I know that you didn't go to school for this. I know that this isn't necessarily what you thought was your wheelhouse. That's where we started with this conversation. No, you are born for this. You are made. Like, there's probably a lot of things you were born to do. This is one of them. You are tailor-made for this. We are looking so forward to seeing the future of the Leicester Public Library, how things develop over there, and you joining us again, because, as I mentioned, you messed up. You should have been bad. You should have been a bad interview. Now you're good. We're going to have to bring you back, Nicole.
Well, I'm not. When I left the library today to come here, my staff was like, oh, are you excited? You know, because some of them don't like talking. You know, it can be intimidating. And I'm like, you all know I love to talk about what we're doing and talk to people. And they're like, oh, you? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're going to be just fine. You're going to be all right. Nicole, we've talked about a lot today. If people want to know more or reach out to you, maybe they have ideas for the library or anything like that, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can call the library. The number that James shared before, 715-325-8990. You can also email me directly, small library. You get to just email the director. nmenzel@romepubliclibrary.org. We have a Facebook website that you can go on. We're trying to get into the Instagram game website, so lots of different ways. Or you can just stop in. We love that as well.
Yeah, that personal touch, and it goes a long way. Reach out to the staff anytime to find out more, and be sure to follow them on social media. It's a good follow, and when you guys get an Instagram, I'll be one of your first followers. Oh, you already have it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm doing it right after we get done here. I'm going to look for it, and
Rome
find it.
Bookworms. Rome? I don't know why that's what it is.
Oh, but I like
that.
Yeah. I like that, though. Yes. That's good. And good. good on you for taking those initiatives. Thanks so much for joining us today. Fun conversation, Nicole. Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Again, RomePublicLibrary.org is the website, RomePublicLibrary.org. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week. If you missed any of our interviews, you can catch them at civicmedia.us/shows. Have a great weekend. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden has just spoken to families of victims and survivors from last week's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine.
18 precious souls stolen, 13 wounded, children, grandchildren, spouses, siblings, parents, grandparents.
The commander-in-chief acting as consoler-in-chief.
Jill and I are here, though, on behalf of the American people to grieve with you and to make sure you know that you're not alone.
Mr. Biden says politics shouldn't play a role in keeping people safe.
Regardless of our politics, this is about protecting our freedom to go to a bowling alley, a restaurant, a school, a church, without being shot and killed.
He says hearts are broken, but, quote, we also know that your spirits are strong. CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is dismissing suggestions a conservative advertising blitz persuaded him to move articles of impeachment forward against Megan Wolf. The group bought $100,000 worth of TV and newspaper ads calling for Voss's ouster. Voss tells the Cap Times the group doesn't understand how the process works. Wisconsin Democrats are in campaign mode.